Okay, hello my fellow ferals. This is your host Brittany Scoville and you are watching Reloading with Brittany Scoville.
Boom.
We've got the guy back. We've got this guy back. Hello. I can't lose him. He follows me everywhere. So we are going to talk about fishing this episode. We're going to talk about our trip to the U.S. Virgin Islands. We went to St. Croix offshore fishing and it was so much fun.
I mean, I don't remember a lot of it.
Why?
I just drank a lot. I drank a lot on that trip.
You did?
Yeah. Kept on getting that double wide Duffy.
He did. He had like, you tell the story.
Well, I just got this. I kept asking for double drinks and so they started giving me a bucket. And I just drank out of a bucket.
It was like a salsa jar from like the back of the kitchen. And yeah. He started calling the drink the double wide Duffy.
I think it stuck. I'm pretty sure
for everybody. Stuck. Everybody yeah. at the resort started calling it that too. Hey, you made a trend.
Yeah.
We went to U.S. Virgin Islands with my mom, my dad, my grandma, and grandpa. So it was the six of us. And something that we made a point of doing is offshore deep sea fishing while we were there. And it was fun. We all took motion sickness, but we didn't get the non-drowsy one. So we were all so tired. Like it was all, like at the end of the trip, I was.
Yeah, you guys all fell asleep. I was the only one that didn't.
Did you take it?
Yeah, I didn't really help too much just because I was hungover and the waves were throwing me off pretty bad.
Yeah. So what did we do day one?
I don't know. We just sat around the pool and the beach and stuff, didn't we? You ate some pizza.
Yeah. Pizza.
Yeah, that fries. Pizza was way good the first day. I wasn't the biggest fan of it after that.
And we went snorkeling and I almost touched what's that poisonous? Some fish.
Dragonfish or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I got my GoPro right up to this, like, fish, and it was, what kind of fish is it?
I think a dragonfish.
I don't know.
A lionfish. That's it.
I don't know, it's very dangerous. I shoved my GoPro up into there, so I'm like, I probably shouldn't touch this fish just in case.
Yeah, I was like,
good thing I didn't.
Stay back. Trying to tell you, but, you know, you're a free soul. You just kind of,
Do as I will. Austin tried going snorkeling with us, but he just, like caressing Oscar.
Oh man, yes, I like this dog. But yeah, we whenever we were snorkeling, I freaking took a whole entire body filled up with salt water and I passed away for a second.
He did. He had to go back to the shore. Well, the goggles that you were using, they were kids. That was probably why that you swallowed so much water.
Yeah, that was
the snorkels was not sitting on his face properly.
No, and then my eyes filled up with water, or with the salt water, and oh my gosh, that was horrendous. And your mom's like, just stay calm, and that's when I lost it.
She was nervous, because my mom, she's a swim coach, and she wasn't nervous about me, because she taught me how to swim, but she was nervous about Austin and my dad being that far from the reef. It was kind of, I wouldn't say it was a ways from the shore, but it was a good, like,
yeah, it was a little ways out there.
She was just getting really nervous about all of us being out there, and we didn't have life jackets. So Austin and my dad went back to the shore, and I was all over the place. I seen a fish here, fish there, stingray here. I'm like, I love this. I'm all over it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm glad you took the GoPro out there with you, because that was some pretty cool footage.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I'd have seen the stingrays, but.
Did we go fishing the next day, or did we have a day in between?
I think we did go fishing the next day, and. Oh my gosh, we almost caught that sailfish.
Right off the bat.
Right off the freaking kick.
We went fishing with Captain Adam, and he's the best fishing guide on St. Croix.
Yeah, he's the longest active guide.
Mm-hmm. That's had his business the longest.
Yeah.
It's not a big island either. Mm-hmm. It really is not. It was fun. We were probably, 40 miles from shore? Or not even that. It was probably not even that.
15, maybe.
15.
At the farthest. I really wanted to catch a mahi-mahi, but...
Yeah.
We got barracudas. It's all good.
He thought that he seen a whale. He just couldn't see, like, the topper of the whale. What else
did
we see?
Yeah, they said that they had that whale shark that's been swimming around out there, and they're just fishing around it because those whales are just going to go into big school of fish.
What were we using for bait?
Just some lures. I think. And then, or no. What the heck were we using? It was like those little...
I thought it was just chunks of dead fish.
Well, there was like artificials on some, and then there was actual dead fish on some. So I don't know exactly.
We caught six barracudas.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
It was fun. I don't know. It wasn't too big of a fight, though. Like, if I'm saying that, it wasn't, you know.
Your poor mom, though.
She had quite the struggle with her. She had the fight of her life. She had a big one. She probably had the biggest one.
Yeah. She did have the biggest one, and she just sat there and was like, oh, my God, I'm gonna.
She was. I had, like, 2 minutes of her on my GoPro just exhausted. It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was. Definitely would go offshore fishing again eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm good with going down to Florida again and just fishing canals and stuff.
And marinas and stuff.
Because, man, that freaking peacock bass I caught in Florida was sweet.
What was the other fish that is tarpon or something?
Yeah, the tarpon ripped your GoPro into the water.
Yeah, I was in, we were getting ready to leave the marina and like we were at all of the dock slips. And he's like, you should stick your GoPro in to get like a video of the tarpon. Cause tarpons are big fish. They were just all swimming. They're kind of like,
so they're all around his puppies.
It basically Adam's fish puppies is what he called them.
Literally.
I dropped my GoPro in there and the tarpon literally like snapped and then my GoPro fell. But good thing we were in shallow water. So, Josh, I think his name is the other guy that was with us.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure completely.
He put his snorkel on, jumped in, got my GoPro, and then took Dawn dish soap and the hose that was on the dock and just took a shower. He said, yeah, this is how I shower. He just takes Dawn dish soap and scrubs
it. There. All right, honey, I guess I don't have to shower for another month.
Yeah. Later that night, we went to...
Is that the time we went to the casino?
Yeah. That was the first time I ever gambled.
Yeah, you were literally... She went up like $50 right off the bat. And I'm like, do you want to go? No. Well, we lost everything.
Uh-huh. It was fun, though.
Yeah, it was.
I don't really understand it. Some of the games, I'm like, what is going on?
You literally just...
just like that. Maybe you should have done this. Yeah, there you go.
I'm pretty sure the rest of the time we just lounged. You guys kept going scuba diving. You took the kayak out.
Yep. My mom and I took the kayak back out the next day to go snorkeling. And it was kind of just like the first day. I seen some stingrays. Nothing.
Yeah.
I want to see seahorses. I was really hoping to see a seahorse.
A seahorse?
Yes.
That'd be pretty neat.
Them are majestic. I did see a jellyfish.
Didn't you get stung on the foot by one?
I did. And guess who was the one who was adamant on peeing on myself? Austin. Everybody that we talked to, hey, my girlfriend just got stung by jellyfish. Should I pee on her? Because I kind of want to pee on her, so. Literally, that's.
I was like, Britt, let's go hide behind that bush over there. I'll piss on you right now. I got you.
Imagine walking up to that dude.
Like, what the hell's going on over here? But they then told us that it was a myth. You don't piss on it.
No, so, I don't think it is a myth. You actually can piss on it.
I don't know. I was pretty upset whenever they said that.
Who's they?
Everybody.
I think you can pee, it helps.
I don't know.
Anyways, I got stung by a jellyfish and Austin wanted to pee on me.
I didn't get to pee on you, dude. It was crazy.
What else did we do? Austin made some friends. Did karaoke in the evening time and Austin was dancing and singing.
Gosh, I don't know why I'm like that whenever we go places exotic. I don't understand it. A lot of the time, like the rest of the time, we just lounged and like went on the beach and sat around the pool. That one day we all started sipping in the pool.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Your dad was buzzed up that day. So was your grandpa.
When we're on vacations, like I just want to go, go, go. So doing nothing was so hard. It really was.
Yeah.
And being in such a pretty island, I wanted to go explore and take pictures and just vlog everything.
Yeah. Man, it's sad that that freaking oil rig got shut down out there. Because I guess that was like, what was they say, like 70% of the jobs on the island?
Was that after the hurricane?
No, that's the one that Biden shut down.
Okay, yep.
I guess it was 70% of the jobs on the island was the oil refinery, and they shut it down.
So the resort that we stayed at, it was super nice, newly remodeled, and it was like, it was really cheap. Like, I wouldn't say cheap, but it was really affordable for what it was. Like, all inclusive, everything's included. Mm-hmm. It had everything. Like, our room was awesome. It overlooked the pool and the, you know, the beach, the bar. But they had a really bad hurricane go through, and I don't know which one it was, but it was in 2017, and they said that it really, really did the locals bad. And so they just newly remodeled the place that we stayed at, and I'm pretty sure that was, you know, just groundbreaking from recovering from that. So we were some of the first people to stay at that resort. There was like 20 people there. 20 people at this all-inclusive resort.
That one day we were eating dinner and I look over and there's just water coming out of the ceiling.
What?
Whenever water was leaking through the ceiling. And so I went over there and put a cup underneath of it.
Oh, my first opinion when we got there was, why is there nobody here? Like, this is weird. Like, what is going on? And then I was like, okay, I need to talk to some people and start figuring out what's going on. They said that they had a really bad hurricane come through in 2017. So that's kind of what happened.
Kept having, I guess all the trees there, you could just tell that they were still like super young trees.
Mm-hmm. Did you know people in the U.S. Virgin Islands can't even vote? Because they're a territory
of the United States. Sense. I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all.
That doesn't make any sense. I always wonder what island life would be like. Because how many islands are there in the U.S. Virgin Islands? There are like three or four. St. Thomas, St. Croix. There's a couple. You can see the different islands from each one.
Well, there's that one that's literally
like
right
40
off.
Miles.
That one right offshore.
St. Thomas.
No, that one that everyone goes and swims next to the.
Oh, that national forest thing.
Yeah.
Or national forest, is it?
Well, plus Epstein's Island's out there.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
How far were we?
Not very.
Dude, really? I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Could we have done a tour or something?
No, dude, not at all.
I would have swam up to that shore and be like, hey, what's going on here?
I've seen videos of people like going onto the island and running around, and they have like security chasing them and everything else. It's like
they'll take their drones out there and.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. They're definitely.
I didn't know
they
that.
They gotta be hiding something out there, dude. Like, no doubt.
That blows my mind. Something else. This has nothing to do with fishing or this trip, but Chillicothe, Missouri. I'll say it again. Chillicothe, Missouri.
Chillicothe, Missouri.
Oh, thank you. For their time. Gypsy Rose was held in jail. Like, she was in prison in Chillicothe, and that's where our really good friends live.
That's where I hunt in Missouri.
Yeah, that's where Austin. Have I mentioned this before? I tell everybody about this. I'm like, hey, I've got some friends. They're from Chillicothe. Guess what? Gypsy Rose, like, she was in that town all those years.
Yeah, we didn't even know. I didn't even know that at all. Mm-mm. I didn't know a single thing about her, honestly.
You're the only
reason I know anything.
I don't really keep up with her, but the last thing I've seen is she's pregnant and she's off social media now.
Really? Didn't she just go up like 3 million followers or something?
Well, I seen she did a video about she needs to take accountability in herself. I don't know. I didn't see the video. I just seen a video of her. And it was something about how she needs to take more accountability and for herself or something. I don't know. And then she just deletes her account. So that's weird.
Yeah, it is.
I'm assuming she was preaching about how she needs to, you know, hold herself accountable or whatnot. And then she just deletes her social medias. Like, what?
Yeah, I wonder if she just, like, I mean, how long was she in jail for?
8 years, I think.
I don't know. Well, maybe she just...
7, 8 years?
Maybe it was just too much, honestly.
Who knows? I don't know.
You're in jail 8 years. You come out and you get bombarded with people like that.
Well, she chose to. She chose to do it. I just don't understand why people are envying her. Like, I don't know. I see it, but I don't see it. I can't see her as being an innocent person, though, because she definitely had something to do with her mother's murder. Yeah. So, why are we talking about Gypsy Rose on a fishing episode? Oh, I was going to say something else.
Big Bob over here has gotten big bass girl now.
Yeah.
She's been whipping lines up.
This spring, I'm trying to get into fishing. My dad's going to be helping me, taking me out on the boat, teaching me a few things.
I'm going to go with you, too.
Yes, of course. But I gotta learn from Big Daddy Rock Dog.
Yeah, I'd want to learn from somebody worse than me. Hey, Rocky, if you're listening to this, I'm a better fisherman than you, pal.
You know he's listening to this. He's probably chugging down the...
This thing hasn't even aired and Rocky heard it.
He's laughing right now. I hear him. Yeah. He's saying, row tide. Hook 'em horns. Oh. He's a hoot. We're going to have to get him on an episode here soon. For real.
I love your dad so much.
They have quite the bond. And I'll say, ever since that trip, St. Croix trip, they've been tight. Like
two little kittens. Two peas in a pod.
Two little kittens, like, tucked up into the little cushion of this couch right here.
You walk around, hey, bubba.
Hey, bubba. Yeah.
Oh, no.
You guys are funny.
I'm sure we'll do some catfishing or something, too, this year.
Yes. But PC Fun Reels, it looks like Piscifun, but I've learned it's PC Fun. PISIFIN or something. I don't know. There's an S and C somewhere in there. It sounds weird. But Tidewee and PC Fun Reels, they're not just reels. They're a Universal Fishing brand, but they're sistering companies. And the person that's been in contact with me, Jason from, I want to say Michigan, Wisconsin. I think he's from Wisconsin.
Minnesota.
He has just been kind of helping me, and, you know, I'm getting into fishing, so all the rods and reels, if there's something that my dad thinks that, and I'm taking my dad's advice, I'm taking all of my dad's advice, so I'm kind of doing a partnership type thing with PC Fun, but nothing's official and nothing's, like, in a contract written down. We're kind of freeballing it, you know. If they have something that needs to be done, okay, let's do it. Or 2 weeks go by, they need a campaign for this, or some pictures of this turkey vest for pre-turkey. That's kind of how I'm working with those two. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got rods, reels.
Yeah, these some pretty cool reels over. There was that ice fishing one, and there was an open face as well.
Mm-hmm. My dad says I need to start using a bait caster.
Yeah, probably.
I've used it a couple of times, but he said to get a 5 gallon bucket, get a bait caster, get a 5 gallon bucket, and go practice in your yard every evening. So
just
I'm thinking
to
that's
land it in the bucket.
I'm thinking that's what I'm going to find myself doing.
Yeah, I had a bait caster for a long time, but I thought about it. I'm like,
and I have an open face reel.
Yeah, I don't know. I always did get like the rat's nest and everything, and I'm like,
okay, what is it called? Is it a rat's nest? Is it a bird's nest? Is it a beehive? What is it?
I've never heard beehive, but...
You heard it last week when I called it a beehive. I'm like, Bob, what is this thing?
I think it's a rat's nest.
I think it's a bird's nest. Because if you...
I think, honestly...
What's a rat's nest? Do rats have nests?
Yeah.
Birds have nests. If you look at a bird's nest, and then you look at all the line...
Yeah, well, a little mouse hut looks
about
the same.
They
look about the same.
Do rats have nests?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. I just had to freaking fist fight a mouse that was in the wire at my job because it chewed like 3 wires in half.
You tell him what's up or what?
Yeah, I hit him with like a good combo, you know?
Yeah, so I don't know. We're going to do some turkey hunting here coming up. Yeah. I'm probably going to do first season, second season, give or take where we will be. If Austin's going to be home, we've got some land in Numa, Iowa. They've got a really bad turkey problem there. And I guess it's a good problem to have. So in the off time, they have feeders for the deer on that property. But the problem is, there's way too many turkeys that these feeders are bringing in. So they have like hundreds and hundreds of turkeys that need to be shot. So we're going to go up to Numa area, southern Iowa, just call it that.
Go get us a long beard.
Yeah.
I want to get one with a full fan this year.
Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, mine was freaking broken.
Nina Rogers was talking about taking me out with her down in Oklahoma, possibly.
We need to go to Mexico and hunt those
Osceolas.
Ones. Yeah, I don't know. The ones that got like all the weird colors to them.
I don't know if they're in New Mexico. We'll look it up. But our friends Hoosier, Hoosier Daddy Fishing, he's in Indiana, him and Carson, they've got actually a baby on the way. They're having a boy. Did you see that?
Nope.
I just called it right. I just seen the gender reveal. They're having a boy.
Yes.
I asked Carson.
I told him. Did you see my message to him? He put it on his story.
I did.
I can't talk about it on here.
No, say it. You can say it. We can bleep it.
I was like, it's a boy. I know how.
Okay. Yeah. You don't have to say it.
I know how that Hoosier Daddy. Okay. I'm going to stop.
Right. Anyways, they don't hunt, but he does fish. But he said he does hunt. I thought he just fished.
He just doesn't hunt a lot.
He said he doesn't turkey hunt though. So if we came to him, why wouldn't he just hunt with us?
I'm sure he would.
So he's saying that he wants us to come out to Indiana and do some turkey hunting with him. So I think that's what we'll do.
That might have to be something that you do though. I won't be able to get off work long enough to do it.
That's what I was kind of assuming. So where are you going tomorrow? Austin leaves and hits the road. You're going to Minnesota, actually, I think.
Yeah.
Where at?
I don't got a clue. I find out once I leave.
But you've got 8 pivots to do?
8 tilts. And then
8 tilts?
You got to take anchors on the outside of 2 of the towers.
Explain what's your... I don't even know what...
So we tilt down the tower?
No, what's the job... What's your job title called?
Anemometry specialist.
Wow.
Technically not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, why?
Because other companies.
Oh, you're right. I remember you telling me about this. Okay, I'll talk about it. Nobody say anything.
Be cool, guys. Be cool. Be cool.
Don't know if he's going to say anything about cell towers, but...
Well, they're not cell towers. They're Met towers.
They're Met towers.
Yep. Hey, bud.
I'm probably going to catch more fish than you this year. I'm just going to throw it out right now.
Fuck, here we go. Yeah, probably, honestly. You're going to be home a lot more than me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a fishing pole on the road with me.
You should. You've got that little retracting one that you got from Colorado. You should take that with you.
I love that thing. Best purchase I ever made.
All right, guys. We are probably going to wrap this episode up. Thanks for coming and listening to us.
Sorry for ending up on a Epstein and Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose Bander. What? Yeah, what was up with that?
I don't know.
Kind of a little sprinkle of surprise here into fishing. All right, guys, we'll see you later. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, drop a comment, leave a review. Do all that bullshit everybody tells you to do at the end of the videos.
Do it.
Just for me, though. Do it for me.
Let's go, sisters.
Wow. All right, we'll see ya.
Peace.